Zeichen Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchus and Zeichen Nishmas Nadiyan Lashayin Abaz Yeshua Tfalik. Okay, we're going to say, so we were discussing the din of Re'iyah in two areas in Halacha. One area in Halacha is that to have Kiddush Makom Suda, it's only considered the same Makom if you could see from the Makom HaKiddush to the Makom Achila, you could be able to see from one place to the other, then that's called Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Because it's the same Makom. What creates the same Makom is that you could see from one. In other words, the Sefer HaShlomo was Mechadish even if you could hear, right? From one place to the other. That's called one Makom. We discussed yesterday about, you know, the concept of if you would build walls around a big area, so are you can still consider it in the walls? Like if I would build a wall around the whole United States, would you say the whole United States is a Rosh Hashanah, and then you could just carry a Shabbos in the whole United States? So it doesn't make sense. You know, like after a while, it doesn't relate to you anymore. So if it's Rishonim speak about, you have to roa atzma b'tocha mechitzas. You have to feel like if I'm in this room, I feel I'm surrounded by walls. You know, I feel enclosed. But if I build a wall around the whole United States, I wouldn't feel. The question is the Manhattan. You know, maybe still you could say, I mean, see, if you would take away all the buildings and you would put walls around, well, that's the seawall, though. I told you I went on a boat ride to see the seawall. So then, according to some poskim, that would be close enough to feel enclosed, so to speak. That you're ro'atz m'v'tocham chitzas. So that was right? Let me ask you, like, if there would be no buildings in Manhattan, would I be able to see from one side of Manhattan to the other?
Still, that's pretty far.
No.
What?
Too far.
Too far?
Pretty far.
Too far.
I would guess you can.
But the question is,
how much higher? You can only say maybe 2 miles.
What?
You can only see 2 miles before the horizon.
You know,
unless you're at a height.
Yeah.
It's about 2.3 miles.
What, Manhattan?
At the widest point.
So you're saying that if Ferrari says you could only see for 2 miles?
Yeah, on a flat plane. Yeah, on a flat plane, you can only see like 2 miles before the horizon, unless, of course, you're going higher. You're going on a height.
Yeah, so that's a whole discussion. What's the shear of Ro'atz Atzma B'toch HaMechitzis? But that we saw yesterday in the Ritz Geis on page 7, that from Rav Sar Sholom, L'kaddish B'bayis L'tzeis L'chotzer, if you're making Kiddush inside the house and then you're going to eat in the courtyard outside, so Imro Mekom Arishon Mutter, that if you could see the makom that you made Kiddush from, the makom where the Kiddush was made, you could see from where you're eating, so that's considered you're in one makom. That doesn't mean that, in other words, that's the same halacha for Filchos Shabbos, of what's called how many mil you have to be. But that's what he's saying here, and that's the Ran says this also. In Ro Mekom HaRishon, literally means you see. Ro Mekom HaRishon. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, on page 11, Then the third line, Yesh Omrim Shakol Sharo Mikomo, a field we buy Slachatzer, Eight Sarach Lachzo Kaddish. So look at the Magad of Ram, Sharo Mikomo, a field Derech Halon, was even though there's a window there, but you could see through the window. A field Ro Miktsas Mikomo. But you don't have to see the whole Makom. As long as you see part of the Makom, that's good enough. Rav Gutman in his Sefer Tal Melachos on page 21, he claims that it's not enough just to see the room where you made the Kiddush. You have to see the makom that you were sitting, he wants to say. He says, Yesh Mokom, and he's going to prove that. We'll see where he proves that from. He says, Yesh Mokom Lochiach, the Tzarech HaKol Parim L'Rosh, Miktsas Mokom Yeshivaso, V'losagli B'ro Miktsas HaKedesh HaKitshuk B'socho. Well, say I'm going to eat the meal, and I could see the room where the Kiddush was made, but I can't see the part of the room that I was, where I made the Kiddush. In other words, he's going to claim, and we'll see soon what his proof is, where his proof is from. So you can't say, well, I see the room, but you weren't in that part of the room when you made the Kiddush. Well, do we say no? The whole room is considered one unit. So as long as you can see part of the room, even though you weren't in that part of the room, then it's okay. So we'll see.
Yeah, so it's 3.1 miles. 3.1 miles.
What's 3.1 miles? Manhattan?
No, if a person stands on a flat plane, he could see it, the horizon, only 3.1 miles.
And Manhattan is how big?
It's at the widest parts, it's at least five miles.
No, well, Jacob Silverberg said 2.3. 2.3 is the width or the length?
The width.
The width is 2.3.
Yeah, the length is 13.
Well, it's 13.
Okay. So you won't be able to see
the whole thing.
The widest part that's 2.3?
2.3, yeah. 2.3. So take a look in the So the two other areas, in other words, this idea of Riyah, where do we find this in Shulchan Aruch? So one area is in Hilchos Kiddush Makom Suda. Then we have it in Hilchos Zimun. And then we have it in the third place, in Hilchos Shinui Makom. So let's see. In Hilchos Zimun, it says on page 13, Shtei Chaburos Ochlos B'Vayis Echad. The two groups of people are eating in one house. Or two houses. In Miktsasim Roam Elu Eseilu Mitztarfas Lazimun. So all you need is some of them could see some of them. You don't need that everyone's seeing everybody. Some of them, yeah, to make a Zimun, right. Some of them are seeing some of them.
You need to be able to hear each other, though. You need to hear the Mizamin.
Okay, so, I mean, hearing probably that was Pasha that you could hear. The Kiddush is, could you see? That's his assumption. Of course you have to hear the Mezamin. If you don't hear the Mezamin, this doesn't mean anything. So it's obvious you can see, but sometimes you can hear, but you can't see. So he says, so his Kiddush is that you have to be Rome, Elu, Eselu, but just Miktsasim. So if there are 15 people in one house and 15 people in another house, well, maybe 15 is not a good example. See, each one has their own. Say there's 8 people in one house and 8 people in another house, and 2 out of the 8 could see some of the, from each side could see some of the other. All 8 in each house could see each other. But 2 out of the 8 could see and two of the eight could see. So then the mitzdarf. And then he says also, v'yishamash echad l'shtehim hu mitzdarfer. Say they have the same waiter. This was, we discussed, someone made an announcement at the Heights Lounge, the discussion about whether you can make one big zeman there in the Heights Lounge. So they quoted Rabbi Shachter saying, oh, you know, if they could see each other, that's this din. But my question is there, could you say that if there would be waiters, right? It would have to be the same waiter. If the same waiter is mishamish them, then even if they wouldn't be seeing each other, it would be okay. Right? So it's the din of miktasim royal lingus for elu. If mishamish echad l'shteim hu mitzdarfen, which means as much for the even if they're not royal elu as elu. Right? But there's one shamash. So what does a shamash here mean? The waiter.
The waiter is Jewish or non-Jewish, doesn't matter.
The Ferrari's clearing. Does it have to be? Pashas doesn't even have to be a Jewish waiter. Why does it have to be a Jewish waiter? Right? In other words, by the fact that it's.
Maybe he's eating a little bit here and there. I don't know.
Lav Dafka.
Rabbi, we learned by Sheva Brachos that a waiter also can be part of the ten if he goes from one room to another.
Right.
By Sheva Brachos.
Right. Yeah.
Why is it important that there should only be one waiter? Like, who cares if it's a different...
No, because the question is, we need a tzirif, right? So if you have the same waiter for both, then... But if it's different waiters, then what's the connection? There has to be a connection. So if they see each other, that's a connection. But they don't see each other, but one waiter is serving both of them.
But I'm saying, let's say one waiter does the first course, and then they have a different waiter do both of them. So I'm saying, as long...
No, if you have a waiter that does both of them, that's okay. But if one waiter... Say you have two waiters, but one of them does one part, or the other one does the other part, and they don't see each other, the different groups. And they have different waiters. So maybe it won't... Then maybe it won't be good. Maybe it won't be mitzarf. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it won't be mitzarf. Because the whole idea is you need one common denominator. So if you have a common waiter, then that should be mitzarf. If you don't have a common waiter...
What are the mechanics of how this tzirif is happening?
Oh. Well, could you consider the people that are giving out the bags, you know? Today, if you're in YU, you get bags. You get bags, you know, they give you collar rolls, and either you get the pretzels or the corn chips, depending upon what you're zocher for. Sometimes you get the pretzels, and sometimes you get the corn chips.
Yeah, you gotta be really, by showing that feeling, you gotta really...
Have kavan. And then you get a water. And then another thing, they give you this thing with the tuna fish and sometimes the egg salad. And
you get a face mask, too.
And then what else do they give you?
A salad.
Do they give you a salad with salad dressing, nonetheless. Maybe if you have the same salad dressing, it could be bizarre. No, I'm just kidding. The question is, is it shy to speak about the people giving out the bags as a tzir, or you need Dafka Shamas who's bringing the, you could say that the people giving out the bags are like a shamash. And if they're giving about the bags to everybody, maybe, what do you think of that svar? In other words, is a Shabbos only a waiter that's mamish bringing the food? Here they're giving you the food. They're not bringing you the food, but they're giving you the food. So maybe that could be a tziruf also. What do you think, Jacob?
So I'm just understanding the case.
They
both get out the food, but you
can't see. If they're going to sit down, when they sit down, they can see. So Miksan so can see Eloi, say Eloi, then for sure them it's tarif. But what if they can't, but there's a common shamash, then they can't. So what's called a common shamash? Does a shamash mean somebody who's giving the food, who's coming to the table, a waiter, what we call today a waiter? Well, maybe even if he's not a waiter, but the people who are standing there, you know, checking to see, you know, your name, and then giving you the bags, so maybe that's also considered. Well, who says a shamash means he has to come to the table? The fact that he's mishamish, he's facilitating the meal.
Doesn't it look like from the Ran's comparison, when he says, oh, the whole idea of it being the same makom for Kiddush Makom Suda, if that's coming, if he's getting that from the fact that from the Mishnah and Brachos, that it's the two people can make a mezuzah if they see each other, then he's telling you that the idea of the Mishnah and Brachos of the two groups seeing each other is saying it's one makom. So that would only be true if the shamash was going to both makoms. It means he's walking back and forth. So they're saying it's all considered one makom still. It's not anything to do with the shamash doing a shlichus for him and doing a shlichus for him. The comparison of the sourcing for Kiddush Makom being in the same place, Makom Suda, is from that fact that it could be Masarif. So the whole point is that it's a Sirvi because it's one makom. So it's only true.
It's only true if he's going to go to those two makomas, you say.
No, otherwise there's not.
In other words, the fact that he's standing there giving out the bags and then everyone's taking it to the different makomas, you're saying that wouldn't make it serious. Okay, I like what you're saying.
Rabbi.
You hear what he said? In other words, Shai is saying that if you have the waiter that's going to the different makomas and servicing the people, so he's making it into one makom. But if he's just giving out bags, and then each one is taking it to a different part of the Heights Lounge, then maybe that's and they're not Roman Melus Elus, so maybe it's not a tzir. It's you have a.
Why is it for cleaning up? If you have the same way that it cleans up both.
No, cleans up doesn't count. You finish with the meal by the cleanup time.
Like,
I mean, someone who's facilitating in the meal. The cleanup. You have to clean up, but that's not facilitating the meal. That's after the meal. The fact that he's cleaning up, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily be convinced by that. But
Rabbi,
yeah.
I was by my cousin's wedding like a month or two ago. You know, Beryl Kalamer made a wedding.
Yeah.
And since they're all availing, because my uncle passed away, so they had a separate table for the family in a different part of the wedding hall.
Right.
But, and so when we came for benching, they were thinking that they had to make their own zimun and all, but according to what we're learning here, since the waiters are the same waiters that serve their table and the wedding tables, maybe they could have been mitzdarf with the shavabrach, could they have said shavabrachas?
You mean, could they, interesting.
That's my question. Could they have said...
Well, their own Sheva Brachas, you mean.
Or, I don't know, like, if they're Mitzdarif, maybe they could even...
Right, they're part of the same Suda, even though the Chasan Kala weren't in their room, the Chasan Kala were in the main room, but you're saying since they're part of that same Suda... So maybe this is far to say. It's not okay. I would have to look into it more, but I like what you say. That's a good word. That would be a classic example of ein roim elu es elu, but they have a shama. If somebody who's waitering inside and is also waitering them, that would be a good mashal. I like the mashal.
Rabbi, does the shamash have to participate in the food, eat himself?
does the shamash have to eat himself? What do you think?
Maybe he doesn't have to wash, but he has to have something, some mezonos or something.
Really? You think so? Is that the case?
Probably not, because if he had to eat, then it would be no different than miksasan sin miksasan. He would just be doing it.
What Shai said? Shai said, if he had to eat, then it's like miksasan roi mel l'seil. Because he's miksasan, So what Shai is saying is, the fact that it's a separate din of the Shamas means even if he didn't eat, there's a separate din that he's Meshamish both parts of the room. So that's a good...
But maybe Miksasan Roim Elos Elos when they're sitting, who says that they have to get up and go between...
Yeah, well, they're sitting, yeah. So,
I'm saying over here, who says in the case of the Shamish, the guy's not sitting, he's... walking between the two rooms.
It's so better. It's a better miktasan. He's with both. Instead of just seeing and like saying, oh, I'm eating and you're eating, he's interacting with both groups. That's much better.
Yeah, but
much better if he's eating, he's saying. But the chiddush is even if he's not eating.
But the shamash, how could he say Baruch Shachal Mishalo when he didn't eat?
Who says he's going to say Baruch Shachal Mishalo? He's just the person who's making the two... He's mechaber the two groups.
But I mean, if you need 10 people and he's the 10th.
No, who says that? No, in a Hanami, maybe we're talking about that he's the 10th. We're talking about the 10 people, he's the 11th.
He's the connector.
The connector.
Oh, okay, got it.
Okay. Okay, so that's the story here.
Does so, have to see each other? Like, what's the same like heights? Like, someone's on the top, and they can see down. But I don't necessarily...
Elu is Elu.
You have to see both. Both have to go with what is
there. That's his Lashon, right? What's his Lashon? Iksasun Roim Elu is Elu. Oh, okay. So that's one halacha. And then... If you take a look on page 15. So on page 15, Halacha Beis, it says like this. Chaverim shayu yoshim lechol. Say you had a bunch of people that are sitting down to eat. V'yotzu l'kras chosom l'kras kala. So some people got up in the middle of the meal because they heard that a chassan and kala are coming. So they went to greet the chassan and kala. I mean, they went out of the building where they were and they went to greet the chassan and kala. So the question is, when they come back, do they have to make another bracha? Is that called a shinei makom or not? Right? Because in mishana makom, so then you might lose the bracha, you might have to make another bracha. So some poskim hold that if you eat bread, there's no shina makom. But he's saying like this. In hinichu sham miktsasam, in other words, if not the whole group got up, well, say there were 15 people eating together, and they hear, oh, look, come outside, there's a chatzan kala, three people went outside, right? And then they come back. So would they have to make another bracha on the food because they were Mishana Makom? But the answer is no, because not everyone left. So since there are some people that still stayed put and never left, so then there's a tziruf. But if everyone left, say all 15 people went out to greet the chassan and kala, so then there's a shinei makom, and then they would have to, make another bracha. Because as long as there's some people that stayed by, back, then that brings them back. But if everyone's going to leave, then they should make a bracha achrona before they leave. And when they come back, they should make a bracha rishona on the continuation of the meal. Shekol ha-mishana mekomo harei posak achiloso. It's like you stopped your eating. Ficham varach l'mafreya. So therefore, you have to make a bracha achrona on what you ate originally. Chazam varach shniya al mashu tzarech l'achol. Okay. Then he says, ha-mishana mekomo mipina l'pina b'bayis echad. But if you're in the same bias, and Magen Avraham says it means the same room, if you're in the same room, that's not called Shini Mokum. But if your mamish left you left the building. So the Mechaber Paskins, if everyone left with you, then that's a shini mokum. So that before you leave, you should make a bracha achrona what you ate in the past, and when you come back, you'll make a new bracha rishona on the future food. But it has to. But if it's in the same room, you have like a very big room, and mipina lapina b'vayis echad, so ein tzarech lachzul avarach. So says the Magen Avraham, and hey. Kevin Shein Aroa Makoma Rishon. He says that he says you have to because you don't see the original place. In other words, that's why it's called the Shina Makom. Because you don't see the original place. Nearly imhu becheder echad, but he says, hey, you're in one big room. And in the room there's yesh makom gavoa be'emtza. There could be a big beam or something like that. So if you're on the other side of the beam, you're not going to be able to see where you were originally. Right? So it's not Rome. You're not in the eyesight. You're very close by, but there's something blocking where you were from before. Something's blocking from Mokum before. Ain't Sarach Lavarach. Kevich Mukach Mechitzus Chosif HaKol Echad. If you're in the same room, and you Mukach Mechitzus, so then, it's considered one makom. Wow. So one second here. One second. Let's talk about this for a second. So, one second. You see, here he's saying, again, there are three halachas that we're trying to understand. There's the halacha of Kiddush Mokum Suda, there's the halacha of Tzir Fazimun, and then there's halacha of Shinui Mokum. And they each have a discussion of what's called Mokum Suda, are you right? And what's called Tzir Fazimun, and what's called a shini mokum to have to make another bracha. So for Zimun we said miktsasim roim elu eselu, and if not, you can have a shamish mitzarfen. But here he's saying a chiddush, Magen Avraham. That if you're in one room, even if you don't see each other, it's all considered one thing. Was he in the same room? Dearly, we've had a charafa pishish mokum kavo beemtsa gemachreyatana shein roa kamarishon in tzarch levarach. Kein shemukum mechitzas chashiv hakol echad. So that's what Rav Goodman wanted to say. That if you're in one room, then you don't even have to see the original makom. But Rav Goodman wanted to say, but if you're in different rooms, then maybe it's only considered the same makom because you could see the original makom that you were in. And what about for Zeman? Say for Zeman, you're in the same room. Like the Heights Lounge, it's one room. Mukov Mechitzas, it's one, it's definitely one bias. So would you also have to see? Because well, see, in Hilchos Zeman says Shnei Chaburos Ochlim B'Bayis Echad. It's mashma that you still have to be Rom Zed Zed, even though it's a Bayis Echad. So it comes out that seems that there's a different din of. There seems to be a different din here, because that, in other words, by Zeman you need. Even though you're in the same room, but for shinoi makom, you still see that's for tziruf. For tziruf, it's not enough to be in the same room; you have to be see each other, or shamas. But for shinoi makom, if you're in one room, even though you can't see where you are originally because you're on the other side of the pole, then that's considered one place, and therefore that's not considered shini makom. That's a chiddush he's saying here. Then we'll be cheder echad afal pi sheyesh makom gavoa beemtza. But would you say that by Zeman? It seems not by Zeman, because by Zeman it says that even though they were in a bayis echad, they still have to have mechitzas rovim beemtza. So it could be that there's a difference between the din of makom echad for Zeman and the din of makom echad for Shini Makom. Shini Makom means you have to go to a different Makom. But if you're in the same room, that's called Makom Echad, even though you don't see the original place.
So we can even have a Siruf and also Shini Makom. And where they see each other, they're in separate rooms. If I go from one room to another, I may have to make another bracha.
Right. If it's a shini makom, and you don't see, you don't. In other words, the shini makom, you have to be that you're in a if you're in a different room. But if you're in a different room and you see, but if you're in the same room, even if you don't see, but if you're in a different room, you have to see. And Rav Goodman wants to be medayeg for kiddush makom suda. So it has to be, you have to see the makom that where you made the kiddush. And he learns that out from that makom of Rome.
Rabbi, the ability to see even if it's glass, right?
If it's glass.
Even if it's glass, that's that you You could be lenient. Even if it were a solid wall, you couldn't see. If it's glass, you are able to see. So if you're able to see through the glass, it's okay.
Right.
Okay.
But Rav Zalman wants to say that, you see, Rome Macomo, so it's not considered a shinui makom. But for tzirif, it has a greater standard. Tzirif has a greater standard. That, in other words, because it seems in the Shulchan Aruch that the case of the Zimun is their Babayis Echad, and yet it's only considered a tzirif if Miktsasim Roi Meilu Aseimu, even though it's Mukov Mechitzas. So that's what's the created tzirif is a. Like if Shechter said, another location is a harder thing than whether it's not the same standard. In other words, even though we're trying to make a parallels between the three cases of Kiddush Makom Suda, Shini Makom, and Zimun, it's not all the same, because a Shini Makom means you went to a different Makom. So if I'm in a big room and now I'm behind the pole, now I can't see where I was before. You're not going to say you were Shana Makom. You're in the same room. How can you call it a Shana Makom? But if you want to create a Tziruf, even if you're in the same room, you need either one Shamus or Miktsasim Roi Meilu Seilu.
What is considered Miktsasim Roi? Just one person?
Yeah.
Rabbi, what about in the super Chassidish shuls where they have mechitza from ceiling to floor, so the women can't see the men at all, but they're still able to answer Kedusha and be a part of the minyan?
Well, they're not mitzaref to the minyan, but
they're still a part of the minyan.
Part of the minyan, they can answer Kaddish, Kedusha, right?
Right, so that means that they... I mean,
Filu mechitza shabarzel, edem afsekas, ne'avim shema shemayim.
So does that mean that if there was five guys in the women's section that mechitza from floor to ceiling, and five guys in the regular shul, that they could be mistar for a minyan?
Well, if they do, they see each other. They don't see each other.
They don't.
They don't. And then.
So then, why are women able to?
Because the women are not being mitzuref. Women are just.
They're not before even tefillah and tzibur.
No, they're not mitzuref. They're not mitzuref to the... In other words, to create the minyan. They're not mitzuref to create the minyan.
Ah, so this is not for answering. This is for...
Right, it could be a... Right. That's to create the minyan. We follow? Okay, so that's an interesting... But Rav Gubin wanted to make a comparison between the din of Roa Makomo, but in other words, the din of Kiddush Makom Suda, he feels, and the din of Kiddush Makom Suda and the din of Shini Makom could be more connected than the din of Zimun, because the Zimun is the din of Tziruf, so that you need Roa Meilus Eilu. But for Shini Makom and for the, that's a different story, because it has to be, you have to say you're in a different makom. And the question is so if you could see, you're still in the same makom. Okay, so that's an interesting point that Rav Gubin is making, that you could see, you're still in the same makom. But you have to see that area that you saw before. Okay. And the Alter Rebbe here on page 18 says, "Afilu b'vayis echad mi cheder l'cheder shekirish b'cheder echad al das lechol b'cheder zeh Chakach nimlach lecho b'cheder acher. In vice la liel, me liel, vice sarch lachzul kaddish, medra mim nimlach. Om kiddish, he dait lecho, it's okay. Chim vice la liel. Komokom lachatchil tov shalolassos kem sheish chokim arzeh. So the Alter Rebbe says that if you're going to be in a place where you can't see and you're going to be relying on that there was das, so there's what to rely on, but lechatchila you shouldn't do that. So he's saying that this idea that the rabbi makes the kiddush in the shul and that everyone goes down to the social hall is maybe better not to do. Because not everyone agrees to that.
Rabbi say that sometimes the rabbi does it so that people basically
kind of
kiddush
altogether. Right, he says, yeah, I mean, that's why some rabbanim still do it, because they feel that that it's still, since there is the shita, so even though yesh cholkin ol zeh, but yesh ein cholkin ol zeh, you know. So, I guess, you know, yotzes charba, you know. So, but it's an interesting point that he's making. That doesn't help. Because you can see the makom. And if you could hear the makom, we said it's even better. I mean, even better, but it's good also. Okay. Okay. So we're both saying, I think we've finished this packet now. Okay. So tomorrow, like this, we have 3 days before Chazara begins. So what I'd like to do in those 3 days is finish up the Schiris for Kabbalah's pack. We still have the two Schiris for Kabbalah's packets to finish up. So we can finish those up. So, because the packet of Zion, Kabbalah Shabbos, is a new topic. It's about the wine of Kiddush. So when we do start the next month of that, we'll do that. So we'll stop here, Chavav. And we'll have two more packets of Schiris for Kabbalah's. We'll do that, Bezer Hashem, on Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday. And then Monday, Bez Hashem, will start Chazar. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. Rav Ezra Hagler, shalom. And Nathan Bauer, shalom. And Rav Yehuda Abadi, shalom. Rav Yosef Katan, shalom. And Noah Solomon's sons, shalom. And Benjamin Abraham, shalom. And Michael Ben Lolo, shalom. And Rav Yosef Katan, shalom. And Ilan Sasson, Nathan Bauer, and Ezra Hess. It's good to see you. And Daniel Albert, shalom, Avi Hoffman, shalom, and Avram Levitt, shalom, and Moshe Kao, shalom, and Rav Harari, shalom, and Akiva Papper, shalom, and Avishai Samo, shalom, and Ishai Younger, shalom, and Kenny Book, shalom, and Harav Jacob Silberga, shalom, and Ari Mandelblum, shalom, and Avigdor Felder, shalom, and Ezra Hagler, shalom, and Yehuda Shitra, shalom, and did I miss anybody? And Avram Levitt, shalom, and Esti Levitt, shalom.
Right.
We have to say hello to Esti Levitt.
That's right.
Esti Levitt likes to go to California, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. Shalom, okay.
So, Rebbe, so in the case that I mentioned by the wedding...
Yeah, I like your washel.
I'm saying, so do you think they would say Sheva Brachas? How does that work?
Yeah, I think it's... You have to look at Nebuchadnezzar. I think maybe they would have been.
I was wondering if there's like a din in Avelos that maybe they can't because it's a simcha.
Okay, well, let's look into it more. I'm going to look into it more for you.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Jeremy.
Okay, it's good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks, thank you.